Hey there, have your 2024 content marketing efforts stalled already? If you answered yes, book a content strategy call with me to uncover the roadblocks that may be holding you back. Visit contentmarketingschoolonline.com to book your content strategy call and check out the other resources while you're there. That's contentmarketingschoolonline.com. Richmond, welcome to Content Marketing School, where we will dive into content marketing strategies specifically for coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs. Discover how effective content marketing can elevate your brand and grow your business. And if you enjoy the show, don't forget to hit that follow button. Hi, I'm Annette Richmond. Welcome to Content Marketing School. Today, we're going to dive into networking. Yes, I know we're all about content marketing and content strategies on this podcast, but let's not forget about the power of meeting people in person, which is essential for coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs. After several years of virtual everything, in-person business events, including conferences, are making a comeback. And with the holiday season upon us, January is just around the corner, bringing business events back in full swing. A lot of people tell me that they dread networking events. They find them awkward, uncomfortable, and mostly unproductive. They're tired of those boring conversations that begin with, "What do you do?" and go downhill from there. They often say that they come home without meeting anyone. If this is you, I hope this episode will change your perspective. Let's start with a mindset shift. The reason many people don't like networking is because they view it as transactional, going to an event to find someone to help them or maybe a potential client. But what if we shift to attending events with no expectations, going just to chat with a few people without an agenda? Shifting from hoping to make connections to just meeting other people is a game changer. Let's start by talking about preparation. To avoid that boring, "Hi, what do you do?" conversation, come armed with interesting talking points. Research the event a little bit, check out the speakers, and even have a quick look at the local news. And have a few icebreaker questions. Those questions that help prevent a simple yes or no response. Here are 10 of my top go-tos. Number one, what brings you to this event? Number two, what do you think of the topic? Or maybe what do you think of the speaker? Number three, instead of asking somebody, "What do you do?" ask them, "What do you like best about your job?" Number four, you might ask somebody where they grew up. Number five is one perfect for most business events. What made you choose your career path, or what made you start your business? Number six, what's your favorite movie or your favorite book? Who is your favorite character in that book? Number seven, tell me about your business or tell me about your company. Number eight, do you have a favorite charity? What? And why? I know my husband and I have been involved for years in dog rescue, and it always lights me up when somebody asks about that. Number nine, what is your favorite way to relax, particularly with the holiday stress going on right now? Number 10, once you get into a conversation, if you're feeling comfortable with someone, ask them, "What would surprise me most about you?" That's a great way to find out interesting tidbits about people. Questions like those initiate fun, often interesting conversations. Remember, open-ended questions are your best friend at networking events. Now, one thing, even if you are comfortable talking to strangers, walking into a room full of them can be intimidating. The truth is, while it seems like everybody is having a great time, many of them feel just as awkward as you do. So when scanning the room, evaluate the dynamics. Since many people go to events with a friend, we'll talk more about that later, two people talking maybe in a deep or even a personal conversation, so probably don't want to interrupt them. A party of three or more who are less likely to maybe even know each other will probably be having a more general discussion that you can easily join. Still, the easiest way to approach people, particularly if you are shy or consider yourself an introvert, is to rescue someone else. There's always someone standing alone, usually by the food or the beverages, hoping someone will come over and rescue them. Be that person for them by simply walking over and saying hi. One way to overcome the fear of talking to strangers is to start a conversation with people wherever you go. That might be in the line at the grocery store or a concession stand. Much to my husband's embarrassment, talking to strangers is a habit of mine. Once I met someone who knew several members of the cast of Hamilton while waiting in line during the show's intermission. That's someone that I'll probably never see again, but what a great memory. A few things to remember when you do go to events. If you enjoy the spotlight, make sure that you don't dominate the conversation. Ask other people what they think and invite people who are standing at the edge of the conversation into the discussion. You know, move aside and make room for them to get in. Don't scan the room while you're talking to people. It makes them feel like you're looking for the next person to speak to, which is probably true. When it's time to move on, simply say goodbye gracefully. A phrase that I learned that works if you want to stay in touch or never want to see them again goes like this. I've enjoyed chatting with you, but I'm going to say goodbye now to give you the chance to network. If you aren't meeting people when you go to events, it may be because you're not going alone. A lot of people who are uncomfortable going to networking events often go with a friend. While the buddy system is great for kids at camp, it's not the best strategy for networking events. If you really want to talk to new people, go by yourself. When you go with a friend, you're likely to hang out with your friend and go home wondering why you haven't met anyone else. That doesn't mean you should avoid talking to people you know. Just make it a point to chat with some new people as well. If going alone is just too scary, go with a friend, but make a pact that you will each spend some time mingling on your own. Since many networking events include dinner and a speaker, maybe you decide to have a cocktail together when you arrive, but sit at different tables during dinner. And make sure that you have a way to stay connected with the interesting people that you meet. Connect with them on LinkedIn using the mobile app while you're at the event if you can. And don't forget, every event is a networking opportunity. That neighborhood open house or your partner's holiday party can be great places to expand your network. And one final thought that's really worth remembering is we've all heard the saying, it's not what you know, but who you know. And the truth is, it's really who knows you, who will think of you when someone is looking for that service that you offer. Thanks again for joining me today. I can't wait to share more insights with you in the next episode. Thanks for tuning into the Content Marketing Show with me, Annette Richmond. If today's insights have inspired and resonated with you, please share this episode. And if you haven't already, hit the follow button to keep learning and growing with us. Wait, before you go, are you struggling to create original content because you don't know what to say? Download a copy of 25 content ideas to kickstart your social media posts for people who don't know what to say. Use the link in the show notes or visit contentmarketingschoolonline.com. That's contentmarketingschoolonline.com.